Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prolific Fire with me, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Prolific Fire is God's altar where you can come for encouragement, release, and renewal. And just as the song said by Crystal Lewis, you can come just as you are. God has a place for you, not religion, but a relationship. If you need a relationship with Him today, feel free to reach out. And get online at blogtalkradio.com, Prolific Fire, and listen to the Word of God, and be released renewed and find encouragement to go on in Him. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come, let us reason together. God wants to talk to you. Though your sin is, allow God to wash you. Prolific Fire is an altar. This is your opportunity to come to God, to lay all your burdens on the altar and get renewed. Get delivered and get set free. Get saved if you're not saved. If you're out there listening and you're online, pray this prayer with me. It's a simple little prayer, but God answers simple prayers. Just simply say, I'm a sinner. I need Jesus. I believe Jesus was my sacrifice and is the way. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Change my ways. I renounce everything that stands against you, everything that you told me not to do that I did. I renounce it. I come into agreement with what your word says about me. Help me to change. Help me to be the man, the woman that you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, amen. Also, if you have urgent prayer requests, you can call the number that's on the screen if you're online. Or you can email the ministry at prolificfire@gmail.com. God says, tell somebody out there, it's only a test. It hurts now, but help is on the way. Everything that you need is in God. He's your help. And when it hurts, he's your pain reliever. And I'm a living witness that he would do it. This past Tuesday, I found this awesome song that I want to play. But before I play it, I want to tell you a little bit about the song. I want to read the lyrics. I heard this song for the first time, and I just burst out and started crying because it's so beautiful. It reminds me of Romans 8:15-16, where it's talking about, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies that we are God's children. And the song is by Jonathan David Hesser, and it's called Abba. The lyrics are so beautiful. It says, you're more than the ground I'm standing on. You're more than the wind in my lungs. Your thoughts define me. You're inside of me. You're my reality. And if I could sing, I would sing, but I think not. Abba, I belong to you. And by the time he got to that part Tuesday, I was crying. You're closer than the skin on my bones. You're closer than the song on my tongue. I'm going to play this song, and I hope you just release yourself to God and know that no matter what you've done, what you've been through, what other people have done to you, you are his child. Listen to Abba, your father, and be blessed. David Jonathan Hester. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that song and it really blessed your spirit. I did good. I made it through. I didn't cry. But I really love that song. Now it's time for the word. But before I go into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to go before your people and be your vessel tonight, Lord God. Open me up, Lord God, that they may see you in me and hear what you're trying to tell them, God. Help them to be hearers of the word, but not to only to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of your word, God. Let revelation become clear to them, God, that they may know what to do in their situation and to realize that the situation that they're going through is only a test. It's only a test of their faith. Help them, Lord God, to increase their faith and help their faith to withstand, that they may be the man, the woman, the boy, the girl that you're calling for in this hour. Lord God, I thank you for the revelation that you gave me about this text, Lord God. Let it bless somebody tonight like never before. In the name of Jesus, we honor you tonight, Lord. Amen. The foundational text for tonight comes from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 7, and I will be reading from the NIV in just a moment. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'O sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover your skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone." That was Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 7 in the NIV. And this is the revelation that God gave me about these scriptures. I hope that you can hear what you need in these scriptures, not just what he gave me, but also take the time to listen and really hear what he's trying to say to you, because everybody needs something different, and I hope you find what you need tonight and receive from the Lord. "The hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. When you are anointed, God will set you up in situations that look unproductive at first glance. You must know your God. When you are anointed, God will set you up in situations that look unproductive at first. You must know your God. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. God will set you up and leave you there in the situation until you see the greatness, the potential hidden in the situation. As I said before, it's only a test." And the name of the message tonight is only a test, important revelations from Ezekiel 37. Verse 3, "He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' God is the teacher, you are the student. Don't be surprised when he asks you to decide the outcome. Use your faith. You have the power in your mouth to speak what you want things to be. You don't have to go with how things are going. You can change them. You can speak the word of the Lord about your situation. Find some scriptures that that go along with what you're going through and speak that, and you can cause things to change. I'm going to read that again. God is the teacher. You are the student. Don't be surprised when he asks you to decide the outcome. Use your faith. And faith is simply speaking those things that God has said as though you can see them right now so that they can manifest and they can be seen by all. I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Lord, you alone know is the religious answer, but not the correct answer. But it sounded good, though, but it wasn't the right answer. Ezekiel was brought into the situation by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is nothing more than the Holy Spirit, which means all he had to do was ask the Holy Spirit to help him comprehend, help him to see. And I'm going to pause right there because somebody needs to stop and ask the Holy Spirit to help me comprehend, help me see what it is that God wants me to reveal, wants to reveal to me in the midst of this situation. Father God, if there's somebody out there in the midst of a situation, God, and they're really struggling, Lord God, because they can't see what you're trying to show them, nor can they hear or comprehend what you're trying to tell them, God, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will open up their ears and open up their understanding, God, that they may finally get a clear revelation on what you're trying to tell them, what you're trying to say to them, God, and hear it and be led about what you want them to do and move forward. Because you got something better for them to do. And I pray that they will begin to do it on tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. Help them to take advantage of it, full advantage of it. It's the gift that you've given to them. They don't have to stay in their current situation. It's only a test. And I pray that their faith will help them to overcome the test, to be victorious. In your name, amen. The Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what no human mind has conceived, these are the things God has revealed to us. To who? To us by his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, as I stated before. Verse 4 of Ezekiel 37, verse 4, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Physics suggests that a voice should be able to break glass. Every piece of glass has a natural resonant frequency. The speed at which it will vibrate if broken, if bumped, or otherwise disturbed. Your voice has power. Prophesy. Get your faith up to a high sea and break, disturb, shatter that situation. You know, so many times we've seen on TV how an opera singer gets their voice up to that certain pitch and their glass just shatters. God says that we can do that same thing with our faith. We can get our faith to such a level that whatever we're going through, it has to surrender to the word of God. And I pray tonight that you will begin to prophesy some things over your own situation and you will get it up there to that high, get your faith up to that high seat and break the stir, shatter some situations in the name of Jesus. Real power is realizing God has given you the authority to put the pieces of your life back together. God has given you power. He's given you authority. You don't have to wait on somebody else to put your life back together. Yes, getting counsel from somebody else is good, but he's given you something to do too. And you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Matthew 12:37 in the Message Bible says it like this. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. Let me read that again. It's Matthew 12:37 in the Message Bible. It says, words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. Verse 4, then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, prophesy, to speak or declare with certainty under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Your words do matter. Don't keep silent and let things continue to be. Prophesy. I'm going to repeat that because I feel like somebody needs that. Your words do matter. Don't keep silent and let things continue to be. Prophesy. Job 22:28 in the Amplified Bible says, you shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. You can decide. You can decree a thing, and whatever you say, it'll be established. That's the power of your words. That's like that high sea I was talking about earlier. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. When you speak, prophesy. Don't release random words, but release his word into the atmosphere, into the hearing of your situation. When you speak, prophesy. Don't release random words, but release his words into the atmosphere, into the hearing of your situation. God is giving you the power to create, bring something into existence, or to recreate, give fresh life to. You think about it, back in Genesis, that's all God did. When he wanted to see something different, he spoke. When he wanted animals, he spoke. When he wanted light, he spoke. And as his children, we should speak. And keep speaking, and keep speaking, and keep speaking until we see our desired results. Verse 5. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. God has a word for that situation you're in. You might feel you're in a drought, but revival is about to come. God has a word for that situation you're in. You might feel like you're in a drought, but revival is about to come. Verse 6, I will attach tendons to you. Tendons are what connect muscle to bone. The bones in your body enable you to walk, to run, to lift, and to carry, etc., etc. Tendons are incredibly strong, that can be damaged if overstrained or improperly cared for. God says, I'm rebuilding your strength. That situation that knocked you down, you will now be able to walk out of. You have been overstrained, improperly cared for far too long. God says, I'm reattaching your tendons, your strength. God says, I'm rebuilding your strength. That situation that knocked you down, you will now be able to walk out of it. You have been overstrained and probably cared for far too long. God says, I'm reattaching your tendons, your strength. And the reason I keep repeating stuff, I can feel it in my spirit, somebody needs it, and I want them to get it. So if I got to say it over and over, I will. I will attach tendons, verse 6, to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. Not only is he rebuilding, reattaching your strength, for some of y'all, God is covering your emotions. He's giving you thick skin, hurt no more. For some of y'all, God is covering your emotions. He's giving you thick skin, hurt no more. Verse 6, God says, I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Be revived. Some of y'all still waiting on the flesh of man to move on your behalf. But when God does this by his spirit, you will know, recognize him as Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a rattling noise, a sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Beloved, when you obey God and speak in his timing, not your timing, but his timing, things will come together. That's verse 7 of Ezekiel 37. Noise may be coming from those talking about you, talking against you, but if you keep speaking his word, their noise will yield to evidence when things start coming together. It's only a test. But love, when you obey God and speak in his timing, things will start coming together. Noise may be coming from those talking about you, talking against you. But you keep speaking his word, and their noise will yield to evidence when things start coming together. It's only a test. That's the end of my message. Father God, I pray that that word released something off of somebody tonight, and they really believe that it's a test and that tomorrow will be better and that you have a great future for them and they can reach that future and be everything that you call them to be. In the name of Jesus. Now, if there's any comments, you can comment now by mashing 1 if you're on the phone. If you're listening over the internet, I pray that whenever you hear this message, whether it be right now or later, I pray that you receive what you need to hear. I thank you, Lord God, for all my archive listeners, God, all the ones that will go back and listen to this message later. I understand, Lord God, that there's no time or distance in the spirit, God. So I thank you, Lord God, for revealing even more to them than you revealed to me tonight, God. Reveal more to them, Lord God, than what was given to me, that they may see where they're going wrong in their situation and turn things around, and that they will ace that test that you got them on in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If there are no comments, no prayer requests, I'm going to go back out the same way I came in. I love that song, Abba, by Jonathan David Hester. And if you're listening, Jonathan, because what y'all don't know, when I'm ministering, I also tweet. So I tweeted him and let him know that his song was going to be on the air. So just in case you're listening, Jonathan, I thank you for recording that song. You really blessed me on Tuesday so much. That was what my spirit needed. And I'm going to play it again just to set the atmosphere for those that are listening and for those that will be listening later. I pray that this song ministers to your spirit. And with that, I'll say good night and just let the song play. God bless. Beloved, I just got an email from a friend that said she got from the Lord what she needed on tonight. And they let me know that God is moving, and I pray tonight that you will get what you need from him. The atmosphere is right, and I pray that you receive and be blessed. Good night.